WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A warm welcome for President Biden and the First Lady from the U.S.'s oldest ally. A military flyover in Paris at the start of their state visit with French President Emmanuel Macron. On Friday, President Biden spoke on the beaches of Normandy, honoring the Americans who had invaded on D-Day 80 years before.
They did their job. They fulfilled their mission. And they did their duty.
Israel said it's rescued four hostages kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th. It's the largest hostage recovery operation since the war began. Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders, one of the first three men to orbit the moon, died Friday at 90 when his small plane that he was piloting crashed in Washington State. And the Southwest has been gripped by record-breaking heat. More heat warnings are in effect. It reached 110 degrees in some areas on Friday. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A parent who is accused of rushing the stage during a high school graduation to prevent the school superintendent from shaking his child's hand has been formally charged. 49-year-old Matthew Eddy of North Freedom is charged with one count of disorderly conduct, a Class B misdemeanor. According to the criminal complaint filed in Sauk County Circuit Court, Eddy rushed the stage and pushed the superintendent backward. The two then exchanged words before the superintendent pushed Eddie away. At the time of the incident, other staff nearby intervened. Off-duty Baraboo police officers then got onto the stage to assist, and Eddie was escorted out of the gym. The complaint states that Eddie felt the superintendent treated him and his child unfairly and unprofessionally during a prior educational administrative proceeding. If convicted, Eddie faces $1,000 in fines and a maximum of 90 days in prison or both. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few showers, cloudy skies to start things off. We'll see a high near 71 today. Becoming clear tonight, a low around 51. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 75. Sunny and 70 on Monday. For Tuesday, more showers and storms with a high around 73. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently, 56 degrees.
Max
Now that
60s Turn to Cry with Leslie Gore, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. It's 5 after 7. You want to get a song request in? 608-355-9970 is the way to get a hold of me and see what I can play for you this morning, like the Box Tops.
would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and What You Won't Do for Love. That's Bobby Caldwell. 7-Eleven, some rain in the area. We will take a look at the forecast coming up in just a little bit and see how much we have in store for us today. I don't think it's a whole lot, but just enough to get the grounds wet. So we'll just have to wait and see as we take a look at the forecast coming up in a few minutes. Here's the Four Seasons.
Pretty as a midsummer.
Tracy, now. chasing never let me go.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Tracy from the Cufflinks. It is 7:16. Aaron's on the text line this morning, joining our circus theme with some Everly Brothers. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with Kathy's Clown from the Everly Brothers. Aaron hit that on the text line at 608-355-9970. What's going on today? Just getting underway, the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast at United Dreams Dairy in North Freedom. That's till 11 this morning. The villages of North Freedom and Rock Springs are having their community garage sales today. The downtown Baraboo Farmers Market's on the Courthouse Square from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Well, maybe not till that, because we got the parade going on, too. West Baraboo Saturday Market's got the Slumberland parking lot full at 8 a.m. going till 2. Volunteer Day at Devil's Lake State Park from 9 until noon. Free Baraboo Historic Walking Tour starts on the square next to the cannon at 10 this morning. Baraboo's 10th Annual Circus Parade, of course, launches on the streets of downtown Baraboo at 11, with pre-parade entertainment starting at 10. Don't forget also the Pulling for Hope 2024 Badger State Charity Tractor Pull is at the Sauk County Fairgrounds at 6 o'clock tonight. And the Haunted Downtown Baraboo Tours start at 8:30 tonight. Just a lot of the things going on this weekend. And in fact, we'll talk more about the Big Top Parade that will be coming through and what's going on and how you can watch it. All coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist. Now, if you've got a major dent, if you got just a little minor thing, guess what? They can help you out, whether you've hit a deer like I did a few years ago and they helped me out, or whether, you know, you just have a little fender bender. Give it up for Fox Hill Auto Body. They've been around since 1985, helping area residents get back on the road as they do quality work at a fair price. Now, Fox Hill Auto Body provides free estimates, and they'll guide you through the insurance claim process, too. So they make it awful easy for you to get work done on your vehicle. Fox Hill Auto Body, call them, 356-9620, where our customers send their friends. Now, good thing I double-checked. I was talking about the things going on today, and I looked on the Farmers Market Facebook page, and we're going to hold off on the Farmers Market today due to the parade at that same time. So, the Farmers Market will be held on the square in downtown Baraboo, right on Oak Street, tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, from 8 until 12:30. So, if you're looking to get some goodies from the Farmers Market, that will be tomorrow, Sunday, on Oak Street, between 8 and 12:30. So check that out tomorrow.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers pounded the Detroit Tigers last night by the final count of 10-0. Tobias Myers was fantastic in the start, going 8 innings, not allowing a run on just one hit while striking out 5. Skipper Pat Murphy.
I thought Tobias was fantastic. You know, always include William Contreras in there because that was a great matchup there. I mean, they teamed up and did a great job.
The offense put up 10 runs without a home run. Bryce Terang going 4-for-5, scoring twice and driving in 2. William Contreras and Joey Ortiz also driving in a pair. Christian Yelich had a 3-for-3 night. Murphy.
Those guys have been pretty good all year. I mean, Rhys Hoskins driving the ball to the fence there, and Ortiz seems to come up big over and over. And Blake hitting balls in the gap. I mean, those guys, Terang has been unbelievable all year. You know, they're hungry, you know, and they're playing hungry. Rhys Hoskins hasn't played in a year, and he's hungry. And Yelich, you know, wants to lead this team the way he is, and, you know, it's just great to see.
The Brewers and Tigers play game 2 of their series 3-10 this afternoon. Freddie Peralta gets the start against Casey Mize. On the Minor League Baseball Class A in the Midwest League, Beloit falls to Lake County by the final count of 2-0. The Sky Carp entertain Lake County again tonight. Wisconsin falls to Quad Cities by the final of 10-1. The Timber Rattlers entertain Quad Cities again today. On to golf in the AmFam Championship at University Ridge. Two-way tie for the lead at 4-under par. Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly just a shot back at 3-under. Elsewhere to the NBA, where Game 2 of the Finals tomorrow night. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few showers, cloudy skies to start things off. We'll see a high near 71 today. Becoming clear tonight, a low around 51. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 75. Sunny and 70 on Monday. For Tuesday, more showers and storms with a high around 73. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 56 degrees.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s at 7:26 as we take a look at musical birthdays. On Tuesday, the 4th day of June, Michelle Phillips from the Mamas and Papas celebrated her 80th birthday. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, celebrating Michelle Phillips' 80th birthday with I Saw Her Again. Guess it was written about her. Yes, indeed. John Phillips, the leader of the Mamas and Papas, wrote the song about the affair between his wife Michelle and Denny Doherty from the Mamas and Papas 2, which led to some little problems in the band and John and Michelle's divorce. So That's one little tidbit from that song. And you know where it sounds like they made a mistake and started the song and then, you know, started part of it and started over. That was not meant to be, but they loved it, so they left it in the song. So just a couple of little facts about Michelle Phillips. And I saw her again last night. She celebrated her 80th birthday on Tuesday. we find that saxophone player and one of the founders of the Average White Band, Roger Ball, celebrates his 80th birthday Tuesday. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Pick up the pieces with the Average White Band. Saxophonist and one of the founders of the group, Roger Ball, celebrated his 80th birthday on Tuesday. We find on Wednesday, guitarist for Sly and the Family Stone, Freddie Stone, celebrated his 77th birthday.
Run!
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Dance to the music with Sly and the Family Stone as we find Freddie Stone, guitarist, celebrated his 77th birthday on Wednesday. On Thursday, the 6th of June, Gary U.S. Bond celebrated his 85th birthday. Bonds and quarter to three, 99.7 Max FM. Gary celebrated his 85th birthday on Thursday. And we find from Big Brother and the Holding Company, Peter Albin, the bassist, celebrated his 80th birthday also on Thursday. Saturday of the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM, Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin. And A Piece of My Heart, we find Pete Alban, bassist with the group, celebrated his 80th birthday on Thursday. 7:43, let's talk about the Big Top Parade. We've got some pre-entertainment coming up. 10 o'clock on the courthouse lawn, it's the Wild Rumpus Circus. Also at 10 o'clock, it's the Forward Marching Band performing at the Max TV Broadcast Center. The parade will step off at 11 o'clock, and if you are wondering how you can get to the parade, well, there are shuttles. One will leave from Slumberland, and one will leave from Circus World's parking lot, so you don't have to try to fight the traffic and everything else. And if you can't make it downtown for the parade, you can watch it on over-the-air TV 43.1 on your antenna, also on cable channel 10, on our 99.7 Max FM's Facebook page, and on our YouTube channel. Just search Max TV Baraboo on YouTube, and you'll be able to see all the sights and sounds of the parade. And since we've got a little circus theme going, everybody loves the clown. It's Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Everybody loves a clown, so why don't you? Everybody laughs at the things that I say and do. They all laugh when they see me coming, but you don't laugh, you just go home running. Everybody loves a clown, so why can't you? A clown feelings too. I joke around at a party when you are there, but you don't laugh, you don't look, you just don't care. If you wonder why this clown is crying, look a little closer inside, I'm dying. It's not easy to be in love, you see, when you're a clown like me. I don't know how to say that I love you, 'cause you would smile and say, tell a joke or two.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Everybody loves the clown. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Lots of clowns going to be around today with the Big Top Parade kicking off downtown at 11 this morning. Also, we just want to remind you, too, if you're looking for the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, that is moved until tomorrow. Same time, same place, 8 until 12:30. It'll be on the Courthouse Square on Oak Street again. The downtown Baraboo's Farmers Market will now be, due to the parade, tomorrow from 8 until 12:30.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few showers, cloudy skies to start things off. We'll see a high near 71 today. Becoming clear tonight, a low around 51. For Sunday, sunshine and a high near 75. Sunny and 70 on Monday. For Tuesday, more showers and storms with a high around 73. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 56 degrees.
I found myself some way.
No time left for you.
Distant road.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and No Time. That's the Guess Who. 7:55 coming up. We'll take a look at news. Also get you a weather forecast update. Some light rain this morning, and we're going to see how long that's going to stick around. And don't forget, the Big Top Parade kicks off at 11 this morning. We've got that information and more coming up along with your requests at 608-355-9970. Here's Dion. And a teenager in love on 99.7 Max FM.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. 'Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? So happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I learned to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. Say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love?